Those studies were really designed to determine whether there was a survival advantage of the use of docetaxel-based chemotherapy, one in combination with prednisone, the other one in combination with estramustine, against a control arm of mitoxantrone and prednisone, which in previous years had been shown to be a palliative sort of treatment for control of symptoms. So in those two separate studies, one is the Taxotere estramustine, the other one the Taxotere prednisone, in both cases, there was a survival advantage for the docetaxel-based regimen against mitoxantrone prednisone. These were patients with hormone-refractory prostate cancer who had metastatic disease, primarily to the bone or to the lymph nodes, and particularly the Taxotere prednisone study, many of these patients had symptomatic disease. Now, in the Taxotere estramustine study, some of these patients did not fully have symptomatic disease progression, but they all had advanced disease with evidence of established metastatic prostate cancer.